Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1135, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makom, and we are talking about the part of Shinoi Makom, whereby one is eating with some friends or family members, because, you know, they're eating, and it's not during a suda. In other words, they didn't sit down to wash, hamoitzi, and it's not even mazonos, but it's the brachas that we've been talking about, which require burn afashes, which would be shahakol, huadama, and toeit, whereby if one went out, right, and then it's a real case of Shina Ma. They go out for a little bit longer period, like we've been talking about back and forth. They come back, they have to make a new bracha. Now, and because that's regular Shina Makom. Now, we said, just to review what we said last year, that something called Himiach Miksas Chaverim, whereby one leaves over their friends or their family, whoever it is that they were eating together with, in a, you know, in a kaviyah sticker type of a style. In other words, not whereby it's, well, I happen to sit at the table, you know, in the dining room, and one guy is all the way at the other end. That's not what we're talking about. It has to be, which we'll get to that part of it, but it has to be that we sit down together like friends. You know, we go out, like with the example Rabbanah brings down, that would two people go out to eat some ice cream together or something like that. The fact that it's shahakal, or huadam or ha'etz, or they're eating some fruits together and so on. If one has to run out and their friend is still eating, so then it'll be good. So you need two conditions. Number one, the first condition, which is the people have to be eating together, and there has to be an eating session going on. In other words, at the time that the person left, the person had to go out, whatever the reason is. In general, we've spoken about many, many times, if a person can help themselves in all these situations to avoid machlokes amongst the poskim, various different halachas, which do apply, don't apply, what, when, and where. The best thing is always, always, always to finish whatever is being eaten, make your bar nefashis if you ate the right amount, and that's it, and then go do whatever you have to do. So all these cases that we're talking about is whereby b'di'evit, somebody ran out. Yeah, I had to go. You know, my child is getting off the bus or whatever. I didn't have a choice. A certain store is closing. I had to go pick up something. Otherwise, I'm not going to have it. Whatever the case is, a person is going on vacation. They have a certain package for me, whatever. So be it as it may, the situation was a little bit b'shas adchak, pressing situation, and the person went out. So now the first condition, like we said, there has to be eating session going on. And when the person left to whatever the situation is, they were still eating together. This other person or other people were eating together with him or with her. So then that's condition number one. Condition number two is that they have to come back to the same place. In other words, the person goes to do whatever they have to do, and they go, you know, continue eating their ice cream or chocolate or whatever, or fruits or whatever it is, in a different place, not where those people that they left over, not where they left from, where the people are still eating. In other words, well, they're still eating over there at that table. I'm going to go finish in my office, my chocolates or my fruits or my ice cream or my whatever it is that I'm eating. So that's not going to work. And you have to go back to that place whereby everybody was sitting together at the table. That's the condition number two. That's a very important thing to keep in mind. Now, Rabbanah brings down an interesting case that B'Shem, one of the Gedolim, I don't remember offhand which one, but he brings down the maisa that if somebody, let's say somebody's eating themselves, right, for example, or they're eating with somebody else and the other person finished. But now what they'll do is, I have a passport on me or I have my wallet. I'm going to leave it on the table and in a place where it's safe or whatever the case is. And like this, I'm forced to come back here. Good, I'm going to this and this. I have to go do something real quickly. But since I have my wallet or my passport, I have something whereby I must come back to this place like very soon. I can't walk around without my wallet, or you know, I can't walk around without my passport, or whatever the case is. So I must come back to this place. I just have to run out to do this quick thing, which will take a few minutes, or whatever the case is. So Rabbanah brings out, no, that's not going to help. It's not going to help. It has to be an actual eating session whereby people are actually eating together, and when you come back, they're still in the middle of, or ending, whatever, they're still eating from that same original eating session. The fact that you left something there, or you did an action whereby you'll be forced to come back to that original place, right? Sort of like reminder, if you want to call it, you know, that's not going to work. It's a very nice. So you'll, you know, that might help you in a case of hamaitzi or mizonos, whereby you want to make sure you come back to the same place because you have to make the after bracha in the same place by benching or by mizonos, right? That might help you as far as a good idea. You don't have to do that, but that might help you. But over here, it's not going to help you as far as not having to make the bracha again. In other words, let's say, so again, let's just sum it up. We're eating fruits together, me and a few people, and good, everybody finished, everybody left. But what I'll do is I'll just leave over my wallet on the table. I'll leave over my passport on the table, on the chair, or somewhere where nobody's going to see, hiding it, you know, like this. I'm forced to come back in 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, and then I'll continue eating my fruits or chocolates or whatever it is that I'm eating. Shahakal Adama Oha ate, and I won't have to make a bracha. So the answer is no, that will not help. It has to be actual eating from the original eating session together, whereby those people are still there. It doesn't have to be all the people still there, but whatever, part of the people still there, continuously eating. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch. Kol Tuv.